definitely are going to be meeting in December. The objective of this meeting are just but 2 points. The first one, it is to assess how we perform in terms of campaigns as well as the program generally. You will know that we, this year, are coming from a very hectic and very important year, the year of elections, and we were running the boycott campaign. So those are among other issues that we would want to be evaluating. And then, of course, we want to prepare for next year, to set the agenda for next year around what should be the priority issues and what lessons did we draw from the activities of this past year. So definitely, yes, in December, it's a very important period for most of the pro-democracy forces inside Swaziland.
Since the government does not officially recognize these groups, how are you going to hold this meeting? Because it's unlikely they will give you permission to meet in Swaziland. Do you have any contingency plan of possibly meeting outside the country?
Yes, it's a very tough situation because too often we are not allowed. Not only, as you have just hinted yourself, we're not given permits to or allowed to hold meetings, but our meetings are too often attacked, violently disrupted by His Majesty's police force. But of course, these are challenges that we will grapple with. Too often we will try to hold meeting clandestine. We do not necessarily go out in the public and announce the venue and the time. We try and to do underground meetings. But of course, we brace ourselves for anything. But if finally, it's clear that we are unable to meet, we then do put a contingency plan of going out of the country to hold a meeting of this nature, because at the end of the day, we should have these meetings. But also, we don't want to keep running away. We do deliberately hold this meeting inside, and whether they get disrupted or not, that will not deter our spirit. We will continue to give it a try.
One of the things I'm sure that will be on the agenda is the demand for more democratic reforms or democratic rights for Swazis. What do you see the prospect of those demands, since it appeared not to have softened the government stance on that particular demand?
We remain quite positive. In fact, there are a lot of gains that we are realizing. Earlier hinted about the elections, which of course do not standards of the international community or democratic standards. But there was, to a great extent, a vote against anyone who was part of the past cabinet. Some sort of a vote of no confidence that the electorate passed. This we view as a gain and quite a positive response or message the masses were sending to His Majesty. But also, people are getting more and more active at community level to vocally voice their dissatisfaction with the MPs, the chiefs. You will know that as we speak, there are community uprisings down south in the Shiselweni region against a particular chief for non-delivery, a non-performance around service delivery issues. And more communities are beginning to voice their dissent or their disapproval of chiefs and MPs and the cabinet as a whole for its non-performance. So we view all these collectively to be a manifestation and a strengthening of the voice for the democratization of the country.
Now, so which groups are going to be part of this meeting? I know the Swaziland Democratic Forum is going to be a part, but under what umbrella and which groups are going to participate in this meeting?
Definitely, there are members under the Swaziland United Democratic Front, which comprises of the student movement, which is the Swaziland National Union of Students. We also have the trade union movement, will be part of these discussions. We also have the People's United Democratic Movement, PUDEMO, will be part of this. We also have the Rural Women Assembly will be part of these sessions. The elderly will also be part of this. We're also getting the support, interestingly, of the disabled. The disabled are coming into being active in the pro-democracy forces to map, to be part of mapping a new agenda. So it seems to be an all-embracing constituency that will be part of this meeting.